This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Vikas Jain, Senior Research Analyst at Reliance Securities. He gave us two buy and one sell call and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty continues to trade in a narrow range of 200 points, while mid-caps and small-caps have witnessed a sharp positive momentum post the news flow of reclassification of multi-cap funds. Nifty mid-cap 100 is up by 4% and small-cap by 6.5% for the week to date. Among sectors, Nifty IT and Pharma are the outperformers, gaining 6.3% and 3.8% respectively, while bank and FMCG remain flat to negative. Nifty is near the previous expiry close and crossover of 11,620 levels on the higher side would turn the monthly candle positive for the next up move. Any negative news flow from the global front or geopolitical concerns could accelerate the sell-off. The second wave of the COVID-19 crisis continues to be a concern for India and the world. With the derivatives expiry next week, the market is expected to trade volatile with rollover movement in individual sectors and stocks. On the higher side, 11,600 CE strike has the highest open interest of 29.2 lakh shares, while 11,500 PE strike has an open interest of 34.8 lakh shares. A breakdown below 11,380 would trigger a sharp sell-off in index pivotal. Here are two buy and one sell calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Page Industries is the first call, which is a buy call with a target price of ₹21,500 and stop loss of ₹17,400. Upside potential for this call is 13%. The stock has made higher bottoms on weekly charts and RSI is cutting upwards from the lower end, confirming positive outlook. On the lower side, the stock has witnessed large volumes with positive price pullbacks and the analyst believes the stock will again resume its uptrend. In case of any negative surprise, prior swing low will continue to work as a key reversal point for the stock. Bata India is the second call, also a buy call with a target price of ₹1,450, stop loss is ₹1,230 and upside potential is 9%. The stock has bounced above its short and medium term averages after a sharp decline last week, confirming the uptrend from the current levels. Stochastic and RSI on weekly charts are in bullish mode. In case of a major decline, multi-month support of ₹1,230 would act as a strong support for the stock. JSW Steel is the third call, which is a sell call with a target price of ₹255, stop loss is ₹305 and downside possibility for this call is 11%. The stock has been witnessing resistance near intermediate highs of the current year in the range of ₹297 to 300 over the past few weeks. RSI has reversed from its higher range and the analyst expects it to moderate and weaken from the current levels, confirming the down move. A weekly doji candle near the top after a strong move indicates a breakdown and some profit booking from the current levels. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.